Man, today we're talking about doing imitations. I've been singing Elvis Presley for about 15 years professionally. And, I mean, I'm not a professional as in a full-time thing, man, but I do my thing, you know. I get in front of ladies and I shake. And it's the Lord. And the Lord just gave me that ability to do that, you know. It's not something I do intentionally. It's more something that I just feel the music, man, and I start shaking, you know. I'm not trying to be anybody other than who I really am, you know, and it's coming from inside. I get the same way when I see Michael Jackson doing that, man. You know, it's not something, he's not trying to appeal to a certain demographic or anything like that, man. He's just doing what he does best. But where I'm starting from here again is if you want to be good at sounding like somebody, man, you got to listen to them on a regular basis. It's not just about the deepness of your voice. It's not about getting a southern accent. It's about listening to some of the nuances and then getting the pacing right. You know, how fast does he speak? Where does he stop? Does he say ah a lot? You know, things like that. I've always loved how Elvis Presley talked. It was unique. And I think a lot of people back then, when they were listening to the music, man, they wanted to hear Elvis talk more in the songs. It wasn't just his voice. The women liked hearing that. That's why one of my favorite songs that Elvis does is That's When Your Heartache Begins. That's When Your Heartaches Begin, I think. It's like that. He talks a lot in that song, man, yeah. When you find your sweetheart in the arms of your friend, that's when your heartaches begin. And he says, when you find your sweetheart in the arms of your best friend, that's when your heartaches begin. When dreams of a lifetime must come to an end, brother, that's when your heartaches begin. You know, love is a thing you never can share. When you find your friend to your love affair, something like that. That's why I really like that song, you know. And then when I practice Elvis Presley, especially when I get paid to talk a little bit like Elvis, I try to spend some time looking for tracks online so I could just burn it back into my mind, you know. That's what I do. And that's about it. It's kind of rambling here. I want to say I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Anyway, I got to go, man. I got the hiccups.